Upheaval is all around us, from immigration to conflict to industrial relations. How can people manage with constant and inevitable change? Artists at Adelaide's AusAsia Festival are exploring this question in the new exhibition, Placement, Displacement, Replacement. Curator Daniel Connell took The Wire's Sam Talbot through the exhibition.
This is a work by Hemant Sareen, who's a significant photographer and art writer from Delhi in India. He's of Punjabi origin and lives in Delhi. It's a three-channel video work, which basically means that there are three videos running simultaneously right next to each other. And in the images, we can see a peacock walking through a very industrial sort of landscape in Noida. The Noida is a satellite city of Delhi. It's a huge city that has risen up really quickly over the last sort of 20 years, which has, of course, displaced people and animals. Hemant has written a beautiful story about this called Peacock's Tale. So this peacock in the video landed on his veranda as a young chick that had left its family, and Hemant's family, his mother and his sisters, adopted this peacock and looked after it. It was still a wild bird, and it went away, and then it came back, and when it came back, they noticed that it was quite traumatised, having been chased by dogs. So I suppose the work quite gently and poignantly talks about the displacement of this bird, and by doing so talks about the displacement of many, many millions of internal migrants in India.
To our right, we have some work from Damien Chen. Can you walk us through this piece?
They're reproductions of the anatomical studies by Andreas Vesalius from the 15th century. And then, quite subtly, over the top of them, Damien has drawn the markings of a Nurundjeri person, so traditional Nurundjeri body paint markings. While doing that, he is talking about the repatriation of Aboriginal remains. So many Aboriginal bodies were taken away during the colonial period in Australia and placed in museums in Europe. And some of those bodies have now been brought back and buried and given a proper traditional ceremonial burial here in Australia. And that's a very significant and important action and gesture. So the third work that you can hear in the background is a video work by Bindu Mehra. So Bindu is an artist who originally from South India, and she now lives in Canada and she trained in the US. So Bindu is talking about placement here. So she's talking about herself as a Indian woman and an Indian migrant, placing herself in the landscape. And she feels very comfortable being a person of the world. Her work is a collage of different images of different cities that she's lived in, done in a way that talks about memory, so things fade in and out. Some are slow, some are fast. There's multi-layers of video. So the work is the placement aspect of this, and Bindu considers herself nomadic in a way, and that her place is found within herself.
We have these three different artists coming together for the exhibition. Why is it important that these issues are explored?
Well, Hemant talks about displacement, Damien talks about replacement, and Bindu talks about placement. I think it's always really valuable to have opportunities to reflect on the big picture ideas, such as where we live, who we are, where do we belong. It's a very rich and multi-layered exhibition, and it's hopefully a place where people can reflect on those questions, whether they are migrants from India, whether they are migrants from anywhere, whether they are people who've lived here all their lives. Change is always going to happen to us, and obviously this exhibition ultimately is about change, the change that happens to us as individuals and to us as communities and to us over time. And what the arts does is it doesn't offer any answers. It just offers an opportunity to regain our perspective on that and to reflect on it and to come to terms with what's lost, because some things can never be replaced and sometimes displacement can never be fought against. So hopefully an art exhibition like this helps people to regain their sanity against the continual changes that we have to face in our lives.
That's Daniel Connell, curator of Displacement, Placement, Displacement, Replacement, as part of the AusAsia Festival happening in Adelaide.